Today is Tuesday, January 11th. Time now is 5:19 p.m. This is a regular board meeting for the Lanaco Elementary School District. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B is adoption of the agenda.
I'll move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of January 11th.
I'll second.
Aye.
Moving on to a call to the public.
Nada.
Consent agenda, approval of the minutes for the regular board meeting of December 7th, 2021.
I looked at them. I have nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Presentation of the December financial report and approval of the December vouchers.
All right. On the first page where I break it down, the only large amount there is the third voucher in December that was paid for $42,000. $26,513 of that was for new HVAC cooler, new HVAC on the south side of building one. So that we paid Grass installed it. We got it from approved from school facility board, and the bid was for $26,513. So that is the large amount that brought that voucher up to $42,913. You see the payroll are really close together on that area, on the payroll, and then the other two vouchers in the beginning of the month are pretty normal for doing them weekly. When you look into the vouchers themselves, did anything stand out to anybody?
To me, it was just that 26.
Okay.
Do we get reimbursed for that?
Yes, we
get
from
do.
School facility.
Okay.
Board. Yes.
I can tell you that I don't see anything in here but my vouchers.
There should. Oh, there isn't anything after you get all of Donna's stuff. There's two things on here plus your reorganization. And both of the things I have, I wanted to verbally go through first because one of them will take getting a contract through the school attorney if you choose to do that. And the other one is what we've done the last 2 years, and I just would like to continue that. And that says the double evaluations, if they already are highly qualified and qualified. I don't know why, and I think Ms. Mott would cheer if they didn't have two evaluations if they get a good rating. So
they never
even had to. Yeah, but it's the first 3 to 5 years that they anyway, that's the only other thing. So I didn't, it's very light meeting. Usually in January we do the reorganization and then we do all those bank deposits, signature cards, all that. We did that July 1st, or that first July meeting, so that they were good for the whole fiscal year. We tried to get smart instead of doing it twice a year.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to approve Joanne Reichel as a volunteer reader for our school.
Joan Reichel,
yep. She has been a volunteer for a long time, and she actually asked about coming in. I let her come in right before Christmas to read. So, but we've approved her each year. So I just wanted to get that official. Cause we haven't had volunteers now, really, because of the COVID and everything. So we have a few people, but our number of volunteers is one right now.
Okay.
if we accept her.
Joan's one of those people that's always been involved in the reading programs, like handing out books and free books and stuff for years and years.
Right. And there are some organizations that have come and handed things out, when we just do an individual that's going to come back, then we bring it to you guys as a volunteer. So.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
And then read summarization of superintendent's evaluation by the board president. So it's on Tuesday, 07 December 2021, the school board for Knox Elementary School District conducted the superintendent's annual evaluation. The school board rated the superintendent, Mr. Macklin, with excellence throughout this entire evaluation. Mr. Macklin has done an outstanding job as superintendent for the Knox Elementary School District. During the school board meeting, Mr. Macklin stated, "We have done two or three changes in the school in which the school board would have to disagree. The following are some of many things Mr. Macklin has done within the last school year. Mr. Macklin has coordinated repairs for the cafeteria doors, LED lights throughout the school, new flooring for the basketball court, new HVAC units, new wash and dry, which will have a dual purpose as an educational tool, and has worked on grass for the athletic fields. Mr. Macklin obtained a grant to have a school resource officer, and we have been fortunate to have Cochise County Deputy Zavala as our school resource officer. Mr. Macklin has helped make it possible for every student to have a computer-sized tablet along with interactive televisions in the classrooms as tools for their schooling, which is something that not every small-town school has the opportunity to have. One of Mr. Macklin's top responsibilities is the safety of students and staff members. Mr. Macklin has maintained a safe environment not only by obtaining a grant for the school resource officer, but also by implementing health measures during the COVID crisis. Mr. Macklin has ensured that every staff member is trustworthy and has taken corrective action with disciplinary problems. Mr. Macklin promotes professional development with special activity contracts, training opportunities, additional tasks to help employees get experience with duties outside the scope of their routine job, and encourages staff members to apply such to obtain grants. Mr. Macklin cares about his staff members and is always looking for better ways to facilitate the workflow to continue providing top-notch education to students within our community. One example is obtaining the new Renaissance program, which is reportedly more user-friendly compared to previous programs. One other major thing that Mr. Macklin has done with a group to help him in creating a new 301 performance plan, which is challenging for every teacher, but not impossible to achieve, which in turn works on teachers' professional development. Mr. Macklin is fair and transparent with board members, teachers, staff, and the public. We are fortunate to have Mr. Macklin as the superintendent for the Knox Elementary School District and look forward to many school years to come as he continues to have ideas and goals for the future of the district."
And I just want to say, I appreciate your faith in me, but as I try to always say, we accomplish a lot of things together because all the technology things, without Ms. Morgan and Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Victor, I'm really stupid at technology. And without the teachers being willing to jump on board, and I know some of them didn't like some of the things we're doing, but now that they're trying them, I really think we're making some huge strides. And our new reading program is really, I think, taking off, and we're going to see success with that. We've already seen that we've had kids making some big strides in some of the classrooms. So I think we're forming a good team. And as I've told you before, I appreciate, because we go back to July 2nd, whatever year it was, Don and I were talking about that. You know, the first meeting we had was interesting. And to think we'd be here now and have been able to do all the things that we've been able to do in less than 3 years is really amazing. But we have good people, and we all have to buy in as a team. And so maybe I'm the figurehead person, but I obviously haven't done all of that. Everybody's been involved to help us get to those things, and I think you guys all know that. So
yeah.
It's important to me that the staff knows that, because, like I said, if it were about technology, I knew about the TVs, and I knew we needed to get to one-to-one, how we were going to get there, and all those things really had a lot to do with our technology people helping me get there. So. I'm just glad we've been able to do what we've been and not be satisfied with where we are. And we'll keep plugging away.
And I want to say that I'm very glad we have a great team. I honestly can say that I see the school as a good team involving the staff and teachers and everybody. I know there's struggles and stuff like that, but this is, I mean, we're getting to a good, we've been from a long way. We've come a long way to become a good team now.
It's like a family. You always have some growing pains.
And thank you, ladies, for always showing up for our meetings and supporting us. And, I mean,
there's a rumor that they both might be retiring, but they're still going to come to every meeting next year. We've got nothing else to do on Tuesday nights. So I'm just going
to
tell you, you know.
These are part of the pledge, though, from the original group of teachers. They were the young teachers, you know. And
they're still young at heart.
Well, you know, I'm talking about the other teachers that have been here a long time, like Mrs. Meadows and stuff. And they all work together. And so these two have been the troopers for sure.
Yeah. And thank you. I mean, really, thank you.
And committed
really
to the school, no doubt about it. Yeah. And the kids.
Because you guys deal with kids, and you guys deal with, I mean, from anything to everything, you guys have to deal with. So, thank
you. And your kids in here, too, huh?
Yeah.
And my girls all, you know, they start out right here.
They're just starting now.
Yeah.
I'm the young buck.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm done with that one.
One more. Here we go.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much, guys.
So with that, I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Aye.
So almost motion?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. So at this point, we delay the board meeting, and I'm supposed to go through the information that we will now do the reorganization of the school board, and we will have an election of officers. You will have to decide what you want. We have had a president and a clerk. That would be my recommendation to continue that. Though I think the nice thing is you all three kind of can do everything, and I think we've learned through the last year with all the things that have been on the table for everybody that whoever's got to do it is going to step up and do it. So if there's anyone that would like to make a nomination or stick their name in the hat for an officer, or if you want to make a change to the officers you have.
Well, who do we have for clerk right now? Or is Reese the clerk?
Reese
right?
is the clerk, and okay. Mr. Almos is president right now. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll make a nomination. I'll nominate Brisa Romero as the president.
And I'll second that motion.
Aye.
Okay, so that's on the table, so now we have to vote.
Congratulations!
we do have to do a roll call vote, just so you know, it's not secret.
Right.
So hang on. Yeah, you will accept them.
I was going to say something, but it's recorded.
I think it's fair.
Why don't you just take people experience it?
Yeah, Don was the president. I was the president for 2 years. And then
we've had discussions about this. Mm-hmm. I tried warming you all up last time around.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good experience. And everybody gets a chance to be the president.
And then you get to dodge the bullet, too.
All right, so I'm going to do a roll call vote. I got to remember the Mr. Almos, are you in favor of or against Teresa Romero?
In favor.
Okay. All right. Aye. There we go. Miss Walk. No, Miss Romero, you have to vote. Do you like that lady or not?
Mm-hmm. I do.
This isn't a wedding here, lady.
I do.
And Ms. Walker, you
it feels
are
like a marriage.
Last but not least.
Affirmative.
Okay. All right. So the vote is 3-0. And welcome, new President Romero.
You
now get to take over and run the election for clerk. It happens right now. All right, I'm waiting for nominees.
Mr. Almos, are you opposed to considering a clerk?
No.
Okay, then I'd like to make a motion to for Mr. Almos to be retained as clerk.
Second the motion.
Aye.
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 There you go. Yay! Clerk Almos.
All right. got her down. I'll make sure it's worded correctly when I send it out.
No gray area there.
All right. Oh, my gosh, what did I do? Just lost it. Doesn't want to let me capitalize your name, Don. I don't know what I did. All right. Okay. Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Mr. Romero and Mr. Almost.
The next generation.
All right. So we have two action items for the board. It's on you, Chief.
Fred.
Fred.
Led
Bosch.
Okay. Presentation, discussion, and possible vote. Retaining the school facilities to outside groups or renting the school facilities to outside groups.
Okay. If I could throw a couple of things at you, just so you know. Some schools rent out their facilities, some schools don't. It's not something you make a lot of money at. It's something there's usually a nominal fee, $25 plus a custodian, $50 including a custodian if the meeting's an hour, $25 extra for every hour after that. We did have a request to rent our facility. There's a couple of things that go along with it. Like I said, you're not going to make much money, okay? I'm not opposed to it. I've had it wherever I've been before. I do, however, right now with COVID, I'm not a real excited person to say we're already spraying our building a couple of times, so I need to keep a custodian here. And if it's a Tuesday or Thursday night when we're spraying, I need to have them go back and respray the building again. That adds cost to us. I know that if we open it up to one group, then we open it up to everybody to come in and want to rent the facility.
Sure.
And if you, once you do that, you set yourself up for if you decide you don't want to rent to somebody, you could be in a lawsuit over why you chose not to rent to that group. I will say the attorney, when I asked her, said, liability, liability, liability. She can write a contract for us. Mr. Zavala has a liability agreement that he used when he was with the University of Dubuque for groups that came in. Those liability agreements are as good as the paper they're written on, and they're as strong as that in court. They're not worth anything, really. It's you're really going on the people who sign those documents that they're going to uphold their word. If you get anybody who's less than honest, then that paper is not worth anything. My concern would be right now with the COVID, and I brought it to the board because it was a request from the public, and I feel that we should bring any request that they have that's a logical request, and I don't think there's anything out of the realm asking. I do, though, also worry about any political groups and affiliations and organizations that want to have meetings, because right now in the world we live in, many of those political meetings, they don't turn out like these are the only two people that show up. I mean, they get some radical people, and we've just put a face mask thing in. We're in the middle of COVID. All these other things, I would want to make sure that whoever came in had their own security, whether they hired the SRO or had the sheriff's office come or whoever. And so I don't know if we want to go down that road. You guys are the bosses and make the decision, and I will follow what you would like to do. But personally, I would recommend at this point either we just, if no one makes a motion, it dies for now, and we can revisit it at another time, or if we table it until we get through this COVID, and then you can come back and revisit it. Those would be the two choices I would make at this time right now. But I did bring it to you because it was, the public that asked, so I felt it was, up to me to bring to you. I just have a little bit of a concern that if we brought somebody in and they used this, they want to use the room that we use for a board meeting, this is where we, and if something happened and people got excited and things got broken, you know, would they be repaired? Would they be replaced? Would it be safe? Would, you know, all of those things that could happen. I don't know that they would. I just know that I've heard too many different things. And I have not done enough investigation to tell you yay or nay on the group that asked. I'm waiting until you tell me what you would like to do. If you tell me what you would like to do and you would like to table it and me gather more information, I can certainly go out and I can talk to the two or three places where they've had meetings and bring that back to you. I didn't want to do that because I didn't feel, I felt I was putting myself ahead of you, and I didn't want to do that. So I feel
it's upsetting precedence personally that if we do consider this, that we will be opening it up to anybody. We have to, they'll say, well, how can you rent it to them? You're not going to rent it to us. And this is kind of our kids and their community's sanctuary here, per se. And I know that finding a place to rent right now is really hard. Like my classes, I lost our space, and everybody's scrambling trying to find places. It's very hard to find, but once you get them in here, it's a lot harder to get them out, too. You know, and
you guys never done this in the past, right?
Never.
No.
I did teach like salsa classes and stuff when Marsh was here, but it was in the gym, and I volunteered my time.
Outside groups come in.
We did?
Not renting.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. We have the BP, we have customs come down, we've had, there was some other groups.
After hours?
Uh-huh. There was some other groups in the evenings. There was also, this is where they vote and all that. And one of the things I've noticed, some schools are saying you need to have $1 million insurance policy.
Right. That's
they have to carry their own insurance to come in.
That's part of the contract. Yeah,
you only have to worry about who's going to lock up the doors and who's going to take care. I just think, in my mind, I think it's going to open a can of worms to a lot of other people. And that's my opinion.
Whose responsibility is to have $1 million insurance? The ranchers.
The ranchers.
Okay.
I just think we should, I mean, my thing is just table it for right now because of COVID. And it'll just bring more, to us, it's just putting our kids in a little bit more exposed and danger. I don't want to say in danger because it's, I mean, but just,
COVID.
Well, I mean, if you didn't get a chance to walk in the front office door and see our board of everybody that's gone, and I've already erased four people from today that hopefully will be back, but we canceled second grade for the next 3 days because I don't have a second grade teacher. Mm-hmm. They're both out. And I had four teachers or four different people that we didn't have a sub for. Well, I shouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. Between myself, Mr. Zavala, Victor bouncing back and forth between two classrooms, Ms. Thomas taking two classrooms almost every hour, Ms. Mott doubling up a study hall and having every chair in her room full. I mean, we made it because people, again, helped out. But we can't, Bisbee had seven teachers out. They sucked up every sub there was out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, having a large group of people in here. You don't know how large these groups
so
are.
So, can I ask what group it is?
It is the group that asked was the NACO Sanitation District.
And where were they having their meetings at before?
They were previously having their meetings. Having them at Turquoise Valley. That obviously closed when I moved to town.
And they had them somewhere else.
And they had them at the fire
they
station.
They had them at the fire station, but then they ran out of members. That there's not even
I
members.
I thought they were gone.
They can be gone because they need to have somebody to do somebody in the board. Because right now, I honestly think there's only like three, or there's supposed to be at least five members. And
There were three members that were on the email that was sent to me.
Yeah, there's only three members, and it's been a hassle.
I emailed him back, the gentleman who sent it to me, along with the other gentleman and the lady, and I said, we will be discussing this at our board meeting. And his reply to me was, thank you. I don't know. It was like, thank you. Our meetings are usually about 20 minutes long.
And that's the thing right now. They don't have really, I mean, nobody attends to their meetings either.
Well, that's why I didn't understand if they have nobody attending,
why
they want to change
the
facilities.
Huh?
I'm not sure why they don't have
it.
The reason is, I guess, the chief doesn't want to have it or lend it out anymore because of them. I mean, not damages, but they're trying to keep it just to themselves also because they don't want to be reliable for other stuff going on either.
So that, I mean, to me, that I mean, I can have Jessica put together a contract too, and I can bring it back to you guys, you know, in February or March. My guess would be we'd be looking at least at March to get through this surge we're having right now. I mean, the doctor said at our meeting last week to expect at least 45 days before we start to see an improvement.
Well, if there's a contract, and then you guys bring it. I mean, if you can bring it within like March or April, hopefully by then we'll have like news.
We can revisit
it,
and I'll do some digging. I'll contact them and ask where they've had their meetings. And
you guys, who's requesting it now?
I know who is.
If you just do some research, because there's some history there, and it's not good. You know, and so do your own research, and then I won't have to say, I'm not saying anything about it. I don't want to say anything derogatory.
Well, that's the thing. It's for what happened. I mean, what happened during when everybody was there, like the 5 board members, and then it went down to 4, and then it went down to 3, and then it went down to 1, and he was being
involved.
One of the board members was suing the whole board because it was just kind of, they had a lot of issues going on for a while. But I guess right now they are trying to start up again, and I feel kind of bad saying no because it is our community. It is.
They have a lot of people attending those meetings,
but that's
it.
I don't even know if they're having any meetings because from what I've heard or seen,
they should check with the church.
I was just told
they haven't even seen their post. Yeah, I haven't even seen any, because usually they'll put them up at the post office, and I haven't even seen any paperwork at the post office.
I just don't really want to set up.
I mean, for the longest time, people were not paying for their sewer because they didn't know where to pay it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any invoices, any bills sent out.
Yeah, they weren't paying for it. So if you paid it for the full year, you were like perfectly fine. But if you were doing like monthly payments, checks were not being cashed or anything because nobody was doing anything.
Well, look at Bisbee. A lot of people don't pay theirs. They're like $50,000
No, but here it's because there was really no board members, and they started up again, and I mean, they've gone through some stuff, so.
What if Paul did?
Well, you have three options. You can not make a motion and just leave it. You can table it, and we can revisit it. You can table it for multiple reasons. One could be COVID, one to be gathering more information, or vote. Or the third thing would be is you can vote on it. So it's up to you.
How about my recommendation would be tabling it and then see if we can come up with a liability contract and ensuring that where we're going to be renting out the property has what we discussed, $1 million contract. Because if it is a sanitary district, I mean, they are part of the community. I'm curious too, why can't they have it at the fire station? And if the reason is because the fire station is concerned about their equipment, then we can say the same thing. We're concerned about our equipment.
Right. And the COVID thing, I don't really think it even should be a subject right now, you know, with COVID and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, having a bunch of people in here, I just don't think it's a good idea. I mean, we even have that many people touching things after they've left and disinfected stuff. It's going to create more of a job load for our people, too. and a precarious situation.
I guess table
with
it and get more information.
Get more information and see if we can come up with a liability contract of some sort.
So how about if I word it like this? Motion to table item and investigate contract with insurance policy to be revisited post-COVID.
And then you pay.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm opposed, so.
Post-COVID. Okay. All right. So to table it, we have to vote to table it too. Yeah. So Mr. Almost made a motion to table. You want me to read it again?
No.
Okay.
I second the motion.
All right.
Aye.
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 All right. Okay. And then the second item is what we've done the last 2 years. Actually, last year it got totally thrown off by the state because they didn't want us to count evaluations. But in there, if on their first evaluation, if they're supposed to have two evaluations, that they receive a highly qualified is it qualified?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I can't remember the terminology. Anyway, one of the top two categories, then they don't have to have a second evaluation. And at least not a formal one. They,
where are you at? You're at D?
Yeah, D.
D. I moved it to B. Is it? Do I just?
Oh, it's still on here.
I know. B and C were blank. I forgot to delete them, so I apologize.
Oh, okay. So we're doing to D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just moved it to B on mine just because I screwed up and left two in there.
Okay.
I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. We were scrambling yesterday. I probably did it between study hall and math or science or something. Anyway, so this is what we've done, and the ASBA policy is GCO-RA. And so I would ask that we do the same thing. So if we have someone that's highly qualified, we don't spend that extra time doing that, but we can take the time with the people that we need to help. And I'm sad to say, but I think that we're going to have some real issues getting evals done in the next 30 days because of the COVID. We've already had two of the teachers that were supposed to have it out and missed one evaluation because I was doing that day. I think it was science and a study hall. Mm-hmm. So.
Tim, why do we have this wordage, though, and we don't have, they didn't hand down a policy per se? As to the change pertaining to...
This is the ASBA policy that we adopted 2 years ago, but mm-hmm. we only adopted it for the 1 year. And then the governor botched or got rid of evals last year.
Mm-hmm.
So then this didn't come into effect. We were going to approve it last year, but we didn't have to because it was null and void because the governor... the ADE or governor's office
right.
threw them out.
Okay.
So this is the same thing that we agreed on, but we did it as a one-year thing 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they just say, when you're going to do that, bring it to the... I just think it's better. I really think that since we've already approved it, we could enact it. I probably could do that. I just, trying to be open and honest about it, I'd just soon do it at a meeting and have you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I brought that back to you
that's
this
good.
Time. And then I would like to, you know, just, again, if they're highly qualified or qualified, we have no sense putting them through it again. If there's something that they're missing or they're not doing a good job, they need that second evaluation. They need it. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Questions, Mr. Reynolds?
No.
So, anyone wants to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve action item B, presentation, discussion, and possible vote for the recommendations of the ASBA policy.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Okay. Is there... Notice I didn't put superintendent's report back.
I know.
I actually have been so busy running. There are a couple of things, though, that we can talk about, and I actually will let Donna add. We have a lot of different grants and things that we're tying up. There are a lot of strings attached to this ESSER money and a lot of reports. And some of them have reports every 6 months, and some of them have every 4 months. So we're getting those things done. We're crossing the I's and dotting the T's on crossing the T's and dotting the I's would be better, of course. whatever we're doing, but we're getting those things done so that we don't end up, you know, being placed in a global hold where we're waiting to draw money from them. Financially, you know, once we have all of our grants and everything, you know, approved and all of the, you know, reporting done, we'll be sitting in a good position, which is our goal, to be able to carry through with our fiscal or financial plan for the next 2 years and not having to lay people off and do any of that, because we, you know, spent the money inappropriately or anything like that. We have a very, I believe, and Ms. Morgan could comment on this, but I believe right now our plan technologically is very sound. I think we're in good position so that our kids will have devices and devices that are in good working condition for probably close to a decade by the time we get done with this 2 or 3 year period.
I think our rotating refresh rate is pretty good as far as how long you might expect a device to last.
Our challenge is going to be with the TVs in that 7-8 year window. Whenever they start to go, we're going to have to probably have a plan put in place so that about 5 years from now there's something so that you start buying a couple TVs and then replacing, because that,
they say the life of electronics is somewhere around 5 years.
Yeah, 40,000 to 60,000 hours. So that's why it's important. Like when we're using these TVs, when they're not using them, we turn them off. When we are using them, they can be on. And you know, you hope for more, but 5 is about what they estimate if you're using it all the time. And I would say a lot of our teachers are using them a lot. I think it's. It's been a good.
I've been really pleasantly surprised at how well they took to them.
Yeah, and I think they like them even more now because they're seeing how the kids enjoy them. I know the couple of evals that I've done, the kids really like the boards and like to work on them. Even the middle school math, being able to pull the kids up and that I thought was very effective. So. I think we're headed in the right direction, and I think we're in pretty good position there. Donna, what else have we got? We're still fighting with, bless you, we're still fighting with the FSB on the LED lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We have an engineer who we had to hire to do a rating of everything and go through the blueprints and all this, and then FSB came back and said, well, this is a standard, excuse me, that we go by, and the engineer said, well, there's no engineer, electrical engineer in the state of Arizona that would go by those standards. Those are way too low. So we're at a standstill right now with our engineer having said and done an evaluation. And after we got through with the FSB, you know, looking at the evaluation and how they look at the evaluation, if the engineer would have rated it slightly different, I think it would have been approved. So now we have to jump through a few more hoops. So it'll be a battle. If we aren't able to get it, we still have that money in the ESSER, you know, and we can go with the $34,000 bid that we got. And if we are able to get the FSB money, we'll use that money to purchase something else. But that's why you put it in there and you leave it in there until you don't need it there anymore for that, and then you rewrite the grant. So I think these grants for the next 2 or 3 years will be written multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got, Donna?
The roof. We got one quote on the roof. We still need two others, especially if we want to, again, go through the school facility board to get them to pay for the roof.
We're talking right now about the roof on the gym.
Right.
But we also have the roof on middle school that is a little bit of a concern, and the roof on the elementary, mm-hmm. I would say, is more of a major concern. But that one will be cheaper to do. Mm-hmm. So.
And a lot of people have had roof problems with the last couple of high winds we had, mm-hmm. my neighbor's roof got ripped off and several other people's. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And so there, I don't think we've ever had that worked on in a long time. With the roofing on the gym and it had pretty good durability up to this point.
Yeah, and parts of it, he said that they were original mm-hmm. roofing up there. So, but I will begin work on the W-2s most likely next week to get them out by the 30th or 31st, whichever day that pulls on. And let's see, the grants, the W-2s, the roof.
I was going to tell you about the second grade, but we already mentioned that.
Okay.
That they're going to be out for 3 days.
I'm pretty sure those are enough projects to keep us going for a bit.
It's been hectic.
Yeah.
But you know what? We, no matter what happens, we'll find a way to get her done.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be the most enjoyable, but it'll work.
Yeah.
We'll get there. But there have been some challenges. I'm not going to,
It is challenging. Everything that's going on right now in the world is just all together. Do you guys want to talk about a tentative date for next month?
I put on there February 8th. That's the second Tuesday, if that works for you guys. That, I guess the rationale for that is we have set that mask mandate to go through February 4th, and then we'll see where we're at in the COVID, situation, whether we extend it or not. If you would rather, I wanted to get away from the first week, which was the first. That wouldn't work for Donna. The 8th can work for Donna. We could also make the 15th work. Either way,
that's the second week.
The 15th is the day after President's Day, though, isn't it?
No,
that's the following week.
It's
okay.
Maybe the one week's good. You guys want to leave a tentative?
So, Mr. Almos?
I work both those nights. I can still come in and then go to work. I work nights.
All right.
Unless I get drafted.
All right. We'll work our way up the food chain then, President.
That means mandated overtime.
Oh! I thought they were shipping you out or something like that.
He has some optional overtime and some mandated overtime.
Like, for example, I have some overtime that I signed up for, and then I just got an email today that I have some mandated overtime coming up as well.
The
Ms. Romero, either of those make a difference to you, the 8th or the 15th?
Okay.
I guess I would. The other reason I thought of the 8th, and I don't want to sway your opinion, but I thought of the 8th because it's before conferences. The 15th is after. We could do it either one. It really doesn't make any difference. I was thinking the 15th was the day after mm-hmm. President's Day, but it's not. So
either one works for me.
You want to leave it up in the air and let us know later. That's fine.
Set it as the 8th mm-hmm. for night right now, and if anything
okay.
changes, we would do it at least a week ahead of time.
Okay.
3 days ahead of time, anyway.
Sounds good.
All right. So the 8th at 5:15 in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully things will turn around because Fred and stuff went around by then. We can hope.
Oh, yeah. I never got to ask. Did anybody contact you about using the fields to land helicopters?
Yes. Yes. We already agreed to allowing them to land on the...
On the
field inside the track out there.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, and they are going to be doing an exercise where they're going to be bringing 4 helicopters in case there was some kind of a mass deal that they needed to.
Oh.
And they did ask the night that they landed out here. We had 2 land right before Christmas.
Yeah,
it was actually, I think, the night of the boys' last basketball game. And while they were there, they talked to Bobby about they are going to have an exercise where they're going to bring 4 helicopters in one time. And they wanted to know, and they think they can land all 4 out there. But if they didn't have enough room to get all 4, they could land 1 in our outfield. And I guess I didn't feel that was a problem.
But sometimes they would land more east of the field, right?
There's not a whole lot of room
mm-hmm.
there now when you... That the track, even though it's not the right size, you know, takes up a good chunk of anything that's fairly level. And so that where there's, it's mainly cattails, hills, rocks, and whatever else there, so.
They're not volunteering to do it at the helipad, though, huh?
No, not volunteering to resurface our track for free. And
we'll have basketball hoops on the end.
Right.
Let's say something like that. I was wondering, just out of curiosity. There is a gate over there.
The fire chief and emergency services have a key to that gate.
Okay.
And they are also the ones that have to keep that approach. So they, once or twice a year, go out there and fix that approach. They add gravel and whatever else to it to make sure that it's flat and level and usable.
Okay.
So that was the trade-off, and I believe that was done, I don't know, I'm going to say a few years before I got here, but they contacted me about it my first year, and I didn't have a problem with it. If they're going to upkeep an approach, and we can still use the approach, then I thought that was...
Isn't that kind of where they used to drop all those chlorine tabs where the sewer blows from Sonora?
It hasn't since I've been here. So.
They used to drop truckloads of chlorine. They just did what a couple years ago. Remember when they had that leak and they
that was the year before I came.
The news came over here and
they were coming up in all the sewers in the bathtubs and in the sinks and the stuff in Sonora. So they went in Sonora. They went and they took a sledgehammer to the end, and it just blew and then so, but I don't know what happened, but then for years they were taking, like, eight ago they were taking truckloads to county and dropping like 100 pounds at a time of chlorine tabs. That's how they're resolving it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that there was a blowout because Arizona State or Arizona, one of them was here and had some students doing
ASU
some different
was
stuff.
Here doing
ASU. See, a long time ago, they got $1 million from the World Bank to do the whole sewer system. Do you remember that? $1 million from the World Bank to do the whole septic in Sonora, and then the money disappeared. Well, we need another loan, you know?
Additional to the way that was bizarre.
So, I'm sorry, I got off topic.
All right, so we need a motion to adjourn in a second. And I'm just trying to think. There was something else I was gonna tell them, but I just don't remember what it was now. I'll send out an email if I think of it. I'll eventually think of it.
What about the status on the one student that?
Student's not enrolled. I don't think that student wasn't enrolled or is enrolled but won't be as of Monday, and I informed the guardian of that.
They're
not here. We had that one student who they had a legal issue and things we had a closed session on and talked about. And
you mean the incident?
The incident,
right.
Yes.
And is
so
incarcerated?
That's, yes, that student's not with us. So it will be dropped on Monday.
It
was dropped on Tuesday. Because it was across two quarters, to do it now would have, it's just easier to do it Tuesday.
And did we have to go through the legality and the cost to do it? Or
there's no cost or anything. All we had to do is basically Miss Elias hits a button or Julie hits a button and they're gone.
So it just
goes to state at the day that we do it.
Oh.
We could have done it this week, but the problem is it's easier if you just have 10 days in a row in the same semester of consecutive absences.
Mm-hmm. So was it like the legal guardian withdrawing?
We called and checked on that, and that student won't be here, and the agreement was that student would have been here prior to the start of the semester, so we left him on the ranks. Finally got that information yesterday. It's easier just to leave them on the ranks until Tuesday and then drop them.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do. So
it's
cleaner and simpler.
Good.
Going through and having them sign documents
to
and all this other stuff. Yeah. Otherwise, you got to have them sign the documents and things.
And it costs about $2,000 to get the attorney to drop them up, doesn't it?
I don't know. It's, you know, we don't always see the cost because so much of our legal fees at the beginning are covered by the trust, so that helps. But everything costs money. I mean, it will. I don't know what it'll cost to have them draw up, but there's got to be other schools out there that have those agreements. And so I'm sure one of her schools, our attorney schools, she's got an agreement like that where she can grab it, clean it up, and send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I get the agreement, I can always finish cleaning it and putting it to NACO and have her spend less than an hour less, and that saves us about $300-$400. So.
All right.
So, anything else before we adjourn?
I have nothing.
I still can't remember what I was going to tell you guys, but I will email it.
You'll remember as soon as we make the motion to...
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So should I make the motion?
Whoever feels...
Okay, I'd like to move to conclude our meeting of the 11th at 6:10.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.